Next on RadioSt.Pete.com, Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field.
Welcome back to another episode of Peter's Proffer here in the courtroom of current events. And today we're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to talk about whether or not it can be banned in the United States. What are the legal implications to that? What countries have banned it? And why would we want to ban it in the first place? So we're going to run through that today. I've got Pete Sartes on with me. If you want to hear about any of these topics, you can find us on social media at Tragos Law. Send us a message, send us a comment, and we will hit the topic you're interested in. Or you can send me an email, petertragos@greeklaw.com. All right, Pete, so to start off, when talking about this TikTok and the potential ban, for anybody listening, let's tell them what TikTok actually is.
All right, TikTok, as we know it, is a tech-based company that is technically based in Beijing, China. It is owned by a company called ByteDance, Byte being like computer byte, B-Y-T-E. Really, it wasn't that big of a deal until coronavirus hit, and then everybody, I guess, was looking for something to do while they were sitting at home. So they had 2 billion downloads since coronavirus time started, and they've got about $600-something million of revenues for the first half of this year, which, by the way, makes ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, the most valuable startup in the world. Its largest market is India, believe it or not, and then Brazil, and the U.S. is number 3. Interestingly enough, TikTok is not available in China. ByteDance has a different, product that it distributes inside of China, and I think they call it Douyin, but I'm guessing it's the same concept. They just changed the name and governmental safeguards the Chinese government requires. So that's kind of who they are.
Yeah. It's basically Vine, the old Vine that used to be in the U.S. where you make short clip videos if you're doing stupid stuff. They've added elements of like lip syncing and special dances that people do, and there are influencers on it who have millions and millions of followers who sell products and do all sorts of things like that. It's just another social media platform, but for some reason it totally exploded over when COVID hit, which is interesting since we all know TikTok as a Chinese company. Because it's based in Beijing, happens to blow up at the same time as the coronavirus, which, comes from China. So what is the issue? What's going on? Why is the ban of TikTok started to come down into the news, and why is the president talking about it?
All right. So generally speaking, a number of governments, not just ours, are concerned that the Chinese government might somehow have, I don't want to say control, but they might have influence over the company and over the app, and that causes a lot of governments to have national security concerns, meaning that the Chinese government can then see what's going on in various TikTok recordings that are happening. And I guess when you download software, then has access to the microphone and to the audio and the video of your phone, and can spy, for lack of a better term, on other governments. Last week, and I thought this was really interesting because I didn't even know this was going on until we did some research, India bans TikTok last week. Apparently, there are some border disputes between India and China, and India has just said no more Chinese-based apps at all.
So is that more based on the fear of them spying? Or is it just a political statement against China?
See, I think it's a political statement against China. And I know Mike Pompeo has spoken about some things that they're concerned about, and we'll talk about some of the safeguards that they're putting in place in government establishments and government computers. You can't have TikTok in government buildings anymore, at least for now. But it doesn't seem like anybody's really interested in, we get TikTok account, right? You do TikToks. What is the Chinese government going to learn from spying on your TikTok
Well, what I don't understand is I don't get how TikTok has any more access than Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything you download on your phone that you give access to record videos or record a picture, record your voice talking, or Zoom. I mean, think about what we're doing right now. We're both looking and talking into a Zoom camera and microphone. So I'm sure Zoom could keep a copy of this forever, whether or not we're actually recording it. You know, I mean, it's all this stuff that we give access to, our privacy rights are diminishing because of our own decisions. But, you know, there are agreements that you make and things you have to agree to before you sign up for any of these apps, and people do expect it to be private. So it's kind of combating interests when you think about all of the social media that we have in our lives and all, and on all of our devices. I'm just trying to figure out what makes TikTok different, because nobody ever talks about banning Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. So why all this backlash? Why is the Trump administration now talking about banning TikTok?
Well, at this point, Mike Pompeo has voiced concern that the video app could be used to spy on U.S. citizens, and they are, and I think his actual words were, he's worried about the app putting private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. Trump, on the other hand, you know, being a businessman, is using it as leverage. His point is he's pushing China. Pushing back on China for their response against the coronavirus. So I depend on who is talking will tell you what the
and
actual
also because
theory is.
They banned Facebook there, and they banned other American social media sites in China, so he's going to pay them back by banning theirs here or something like that. So how has TikTok responded to India and America and other countries potentially banning them?
You know, TikTok's got a pretty good publicist. That's what I got to say. First of all, they came back and said, wait, hold on a second. First of all, TikTok is completely outside of China. None of its servers are in China. In fact, the servers are in the United States. So all the U.S., this is what they say. I don't know if it's true or not. Let me just put that out there. That all of the data is actually stored in the United States. Singapore apparently has a backup site. The CEO of TikTok is an American. You know, their key leaders are across, you know, pretty much the world. None of those people are inside China, have any Chinese influence, or have any, I guess, contact to the Chinese government. That's their publicist
position. And of course, they say they would never provide the data to the Chinese government, even if they were asked to do so. They would say no. Of course, they're saying that at this point, and that's their position. Or else, it would be banned in a lot of countries, obviously. How would a ban work? What would it actually look like if TikTok was banned in America?
You know, that's complicated, because what would have to happen is the U.S. government would have to, first of all, find a legally sound reason to make, I guess, the vehicles for getting TikTok on your phone. So either be Apple and, what do they call it, Google Play? Google has their own system. So they'd have to find a legal reason to make these two companies remove TikTok from their app stores. But then again, I don't know if that would make any difference whatsoever, because on Android devices, by the way, Hisense is the company that produces all Android devices. They're a Chinese company, and you don't even have to go to like an Apple Play or something to download TikTok on an Android phone, apparently.
And I'm sure they would be scared that this is just the first step in banning other Chinese companies, and they would want no part of assisting in banning TikTok, because it sounds like the only way to ban TikTok would be to get an agreement with some of the big tech companies that they're not going to provide it, as opposed to making it illegal. I can't imagine the government trying to make using TikTok a criminal offense or something
right.
like
See,
that.
See, the only way they could get around it is if the U.S. Commerce Department put TikToks on like a restricted – there's a list, and the list is called the Entity List. And the Entity List basically is a series of companies that the U.S. government believes either – fund terrorism or have ties to, you know, to foreign governments. So like, well, we just talked about it. Huawei actually is the company that makes Samsung phones, cell phones. They're on this list. So what does it matter? I don't know how it really is practically going to happen. So that's the way you could do it.
What does it look like in India, who's already banned it?
I don't know what's happening in India, because India has now said that you are not allowed to download TikTok anymore. But everybody that has TikTok still has it and still can download and still can record and still can upload their whatever onto the server. So they've just made a determination that they're not going to let their people have any access to it in the future.
because it just seems weird to think that the government would be able to ban a specific individual app from people using it, especially if there's no real illegal purpose. It's not like you're selling drugs on the app or, you know, child right. pornography or something like that. It's just an app that you're recording videos and watching social media videos on. How do you ban that? How do you criminalize that? How do you actually stop people from doing that?
Right. I mean, for us in the U.S., I think it's a lot more difficult to do because we actually are a republic and we have democratic principles. I can't speak for India. I don't know exactly what their government and how they're set up. But I guess India is able to just flip the switch and say, this is now bad. No one has access to it. And that's pretty much what they say they have done. I don't know if they're, you know, capable of doing it, but that's what they've said. I just don't know how the government bans a specific piece of software. I mean, could Congress like enact legislation that'll target TikTok? I guess it's possible. But there is no law that I'm aware of on the books that authorizes the federal government to ban an ordinary citizen from using any specific app.
Yeah, I think without a criminal purpose or something criminalized about it, it makes no sense. And I don't understand why any of the other social media platforms would get on board for fear that they're next. Is there anything short of an all-out ban that the government could do to ruin TikTok and basically stunt their growth or stop them from blowing up like they've started to blow up? Is there anything else that we've seen in the past that could kind of be relatable to this?
Oh, man. I guess that if the Department of Commerce could require TikTok to change its operations or require, you know, some of its I guess require the parent company to undergo some safeguards. I mean, they've done it with other companies. They did with Facebook, for example. So they could set requirements. So I guess that'd be one way to do it. I just don't know how else they could do it.
To me, this seems like a scary proposition and a slippery slope type argument. If the government can ban something like this without hard proof that they actually are recording us without our knowledge, using our private images or things to harm us or for some way we don't want them to be used, for the government to ban something like this or to criminalize something like this would be scary, especially, you know, not long after there's now criminal executive orders. If you violate a mask order or, you know, stay-at-home orders or trying to criminalize things like that have been scary enough dealing with the coronavirus, that now to add something like if you download a certain social media app, you could go to jail for it or it's banned. There's some sort of punishment for it. To me, that's scary. That's something it sounds like China would do. And I don't know why we're responding to what China's doing by acting like China, which I think is also a scary proposition for the government to kind of take those steps. So it just kind of seems un-American to ban something like this. I think I'm all for putting out warnings, letting people know this could be happening. So if it does happen to them, they shouldn't be surprised. You're taking that risk by downloading the app, by using the camera, by giving it access to your microphone and to your camera and to send you notifications and things like that and to know where you're at, turning your location on. I mean, I think you should know the bad things that can happen when you allow that, but I think the American people should be able to make their own decision of whether or not to download and use this app.
See, if they get to this point where they're actually talking about a ban on this, I think you're going to see a lot of the tech companies, they're going to file constitutional claims in retaliation, because there, you know, truth be told, computer code is technically has been determined to be speech for legal reasons, and we still have First Amendment rights. So you have the right to, I guess, perform, to do a TikTok, to participate in, if you want to participate. Now, the government, and I think they've done it in a lot of places, they may tell you, you can't download TikTok on any government computer. By the way, just on the side note, most government computers are probably made in China anyway.
Yeah, you can't do Facebook either on most government computers.
Right, and there are just basically banning, and I've seen some places.
But that has nothing to do with like it being Chinese or anything like that. They just don't want you doing that stuff on a government computer.
Right, because you could record. I could go into any place with a tape recorder, and I'm not allowed to do that either. So I think that they're just putting the same safeguards into place. I think this is political. I think this is purely, I know India, apparently, I didn't even know this was going on. 20 Indian soldiers died on a border dispute last week. That's why they're doing it. Trump, got to give the guy credit for being straightforward about it. This is retaliation for coronavirus. You know, from that point forward, is there any realistic risk to us? I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think only time will tell whether the government starts doing stuff like this. I think it's, like I said, a slippery slope, and I don't think it's going to happen, but who knows?
Yeah.
So that's all we have on TikTok for now. We'll see if it's around by the time this podcast comes out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back with you next time. On that midnight train,
you've been listening to Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes & Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field. Find out more at TragosLaw.com.